This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Best-selling author Allison Pataky is the daughter of former New York governor and possible presidential candidate George Pataky. Her new book is The Accidental Empress.
This is set in the Habsburg court. So this is the great European court right before World War I. The Habsburgs, that's a name that we might not have heard since our high school history class. But this was the royal family that controlled pretty much most of Europe. Their borders were from Russia in the east to Italy in the west, from Germany in the north down to the Balkans in the south. And I am of Hungarian descent. Pataky is a Hungarian name. So when I went back with my family 10 years ago to the former Austro-Hungarian Empire, now what is Hungary, I kept seeing these images of this striking young woman. And if we think Princess Diana has like a cult status still in England, this is that times 100. This is a woman who still to this day is kind of like still a pop culture figure. So I asked people, you know, who is this figure? Who is this beautiful woman I'm seeing everywhere? They said, oh, that's Sisi. That's our most beloved Habsburg empress. So I just dug into her life, into the facts of her life a bit. And it's so fascinating and so entertaining and so tragic and beautiful. I just couldn't stop thinking about her. And I thought, why don't we as an American audience know more about, A, the Habsburgs as a royal family? You know, we've done all the British and the French and the Italians. They are the most interesting, dysfunctional, dramatic royal family of them all, and especially their leading lady, Sisi. So I set out to write her story, and it has turned into The Accidental Empress, and I absolutely am obsessed with Sisi, and I hope that readers will find her story as interesting as I have. The niche I've done so far is taking these fascinating leading ladies from history, women who had a front row seat to these historical events, but who have really become footnotes in history, and we know the male version of their life stories and these critical times in which they were living, but to be able to tell their stories, the behind-the-scenes stories that I think in many ways are even more interesting, it's just been a blast with both The Traitor's Wife and The Accidental Empress.
So, Allison, what kind of a reader would pick this up and read it? Do you have an image in your head when you're writing?
I think that this will appeal to readers of historical fiction, but a much broader audience than that even, because, you know, while we might not be inclined to pick up just a straight biography or, you know, a straight list of facts, historical fiction makes it fun, makes it accessible, makes it entertaining. And Sisi is a leading lady, you know, though her time period was 100 years ago, and though we're not all Habsburg empresses who live in palaces and preside over glittering Habsburg, you know, courts with ball gowns and waltzes, she, in many ways, was a modern woman. We can relate to her. She's the most empathetic figure in history. We can really yearn for her and root for her. And so I think that, you know, I think male, female alike, I think historical fiction, but also just people who want a really great human story and who want to maybe learn about history, but in a way that makes it really accessible and entertaining. You know, you learn something in the process, but you don't feel like you're reading a textbook. You are, you know, you're along for the ride on this fascinating life with this fascinating woman at this shifting critical moment in world history. But I've got to say that there's a lot more to this story, and the Habsburgs provide enough raw material when history is this juicy that there's going to be a little more to this story. There's, you know, Sisi and the Habsburgs are not quite done yet. This is the family that declared war and began World War I. So this story takes us right up to the doorsteps of modern times, and I really want to tease their story out and tell it to an American audience in a way that will be fun and entertaining, but also enlightening about the critical roles they all played in history.
You know, there's a guy named George from Garrison who's thinking about running for president. Have you had any thoughts
on that? There is, right? Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, he's the original history buff. He's the one that I got my love of history from. Our family dinner table conversations always turn to history. And, you know, obviously I respect him so much and love him so much, but it's been fun with writing these books to be able to teach him a thing or two about history. A nice role reversal, but yeah, he's been super supportive. I'm obviously super supportive of him. I you know, if I get the chance to vote for him again in whatever office or election it may be, I will be honored, because I do know that he would be the best person for the job.
And if I was advising the campaign and he does run and he does get backed, I would send you out on the stump every day, because you really know how to carry
Thank you, but I'm busy. I've got to get these books to readers. That's what I'm focused on. Thank you.
With best-selling author Allison Pataky, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
This Hall of Famer is sixth all-time in NHL goals. He scored at least 30 goals in 17 of his 19 NHL seasons. He's a seven-time All-Star and the 1993 All-Star Game MVP.
Gets around. Patrick gets around me. Hassan, he scores. What a goal. Mike Gartner.
So where is Mike Gartner now? Mike continued to play the game he loves. He was on the ice for the Rangers-Flyers alumni game on New Year's Eve 2011. Mike works as an instructor at the Hockey Ministry's Christian Hockey Camps, and he spends his free time out on the many lakes of Canada, reeling in big fish, always practicing catch and release.
Well, it's nice that there's that recognition because sometimes you feel compelled to keep a fish that size.
Mike Gartner, still putting him in the net. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know when you pump your gas at a self-serve station, well, you may accidentally pay for the next fellow in line, too. There's a way to protect yourself. Here's the e-science of it. Even the best of computers hang up occasionally, and that's exactly what can happen when you purchase gas at a self-serve tank. You pull up to the pump, you insert a credit card, you pump your gas, you take the receipt, and off you go, and usually that's the end of it. But sometimes the computer doesn't clear your information and reset. As a result, you pay for your gas and maybe the next guy's too. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't trust the pump's internal computer. After you get a receipt, push the pump's clear or cancel button. Now the pump is reset and the next guy, well, you know what? He's on his own. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.